Locker room chats continuing here tonight. First ones of 2023 here on KNZA 103.9. And now it's on to Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined by Cobra Girls basketball coach, that is Madison Massey. Coach, some of our teams in the area got going on Tuesday night. You were one of those teams. You got Valley Falls at home, able to pull away, get the win 57-26. How nice was it to see your team kind of pick up where they left off before the break?
It's really nice, especially after those Christmas break practices. We're eager to play games, and I felt like they came out with a lot of energy early in the first quarter.
Yeah, let's talk about that first quarter a little bit. They were kind of going toe-to-toe with you, this Valley Falls team that was off to a three-win start, and they were breaking the press. They were getting some good shots. Corey Kirkwood had nine of their first 9 points, I should say. She had the first 9 points and was kind of keeping, you know, her team in the game. And obviously things changed a little bit in the second quarter, but, you know, just kind of the challenges there in that first quarter and what they were able to do against you.
Well, yeah, we started out 9-2 up. I thought we did a really good job in the press early, making them take quick shots. And then we got in a little bit of a stretch where we couldn't stop anyone defensively, especially Kirkwood. She did a really nice job creating opportunities for her and her team. I thought Valley Falls did a really nice job offensive rebounding. We didn't box out very well. And then we hit that second quarter. We got the talk at the end of the first, and we made some switches on defense, and then we were able to outscore them 13-2, just looking at my book, in that second quarter. So that's really the first game that I felt like we've had a good second quarter. All the ones previously, I thought we were kind of slow and needed more breaks, but they came out and did a really nice job last night.
Yeah, that 13-2 quarter gave you guys a 30-13 lead at the half, able to kind of pull it away from there and ultimately get to a running clock midway through the fourth quarter, get some of the younger girls involved, and getting that extra PT is always a good thing. I had Kaylee Thompson for 26 and 7 rebounds. She certainly was a difference maker in that game, and she really put one together.
Yes, she did. She cut really nicely to the open areas, and when she does that, we're a much better team, and we improve all around. She creates a lot of people to collapse on her, and she does a nice job of going up strong and finishing at the basket, even with that contact. And Valley Falls was really good with their physicality, and I thought that she handled that really well. And she hit a three in the fourth quarter. She's a shooter. She has a really beautiful shot, and I hope to see her take some more of those ending in the season this year.
The end stretch this week, you'll play two more games. You'll get a makeup game actually on Saturday against ACCHS. Friday, you'll be on the road against McLeod. Those are actually both going to be road games for you. So a tough stretch here. Back-to-back road games Friday and Saturday. Starts with McLeod Friday, ACCHS Saturday. What do you want to see in this next two-game stretch?
I want to see us come out and put four quarters together. I don't want to see a lull. I don't want to see a long stretch where we let up defensively. And we're going to have a couple practices here where we really focus on that, and I hope that it can translate into the games. I'm looking forward to playing McLeod, and I'm looking forward to playing ACC in that makeup game because it's going to be a really good matchup and a good test for us offensively and defensively because they have some really key players that can do a lot of great things. And all five of them that are on the court, and they got a couple bench subs, they play really, really well together. And I'm interested to see how we handle their pressure defensively.
Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us after the win on Tuesday against Valley Falls, the number two ranked team in 2A, 5-0 coming out of the break, and they'll get McLeod on the road Friday and then a makeup game at ACCHS on Saturday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck in these next couple games. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.